How'd you become a killer? I blurted out, then winced.
Smooth. Real smooth. Too late to take it back, though.
His story was likely far more interesting than mine, anyway.
Military. Trained to kill on the government's dime. Then, when I was released from service, I knew there was one thing I was good at.
I tried not to shudder. Normal life didn't prepare you for these kinds of conversations. That's it? I mean, lots of people go into the military to pay for college, and they don't come out as trained assassins. You couldn't have become an accountant? He laughed out loud.
Can you see me as an accountant?
I tried not to smile, but failed. Yeah, probably not. I wasn't throwing shade on accountants because, hey, the world needed good bean counters. But sticking decks behind a desk would be a crime. But killing people was also a crime. My head began to swim.
Did you always want to be a, killer for hire? I asked.
His smile faded a little as he shook his head.
Not that I remember.
What changed? But he was done answering my questions. I could tell by the way his gaze shuddered that I'd been put outside whatever door had just slammed shut. Annoyed, he countered,
All right. Last serious relationship? I'm trying to build a profile. No one springs out of the dirt like a Greek myth.
Heat rose in my cheeks. Well, if you must know, I've been in a bit of a drought lately.
Drought. Ha! Good word for total celibacy.
Dex dared to chuckle as he sprawled against the sofa, stretching out as if we were a couple, and it was totally natural to chill together.
Okay. Let's start from the beginning.
He shocked me by pulling my feet toward him. I held my breath as he removed my socks. Would he freak out at my weird toe? What are you doing? I asked, my heart fluttering like a drunken butterfly.
Tell me what you did for fun,
he said, beginning to rub the sole of my foot.
When? No one had ever rubbed my feet. I'd never even had a pedicure. Like I said before, toes were ugly. Why would I want anyone to touch them? But Dex's hands on my feet? Yeah.
Dex's mouth quirked in a small tease of a smile.
Anytime. What does breezy grace do for fun?
Was this seduction? It was working. I'd make a terrible spy. So much for my iron will, right? I wet my bottom lip. I like to fly kites.
What?
I've never flown a kite in my life. No, that's a lie, I admitted, bunching my brows to keep from moaning. I don't know why I said that, but you're distracting me with your foot magic. His grin deepened with amusement at my accusation. It was entirely his fault that I couldn't think straight. I'd fallen down a rabbit hole, and Dex was either the Mad Hatter or the Cheshire Cat. Jury was still out on which one. I tried to pull my foot out of his grasp, but he shook his head in warning. His threat in the kitchen bloomed bright and vibrant in my memory. Would he really tie me to the bed? What else would he do to me if that happened? I suppose I could erase all doubt and ask. But you know what they said about that curious cat. Spoiler alert, it died.